So we come to the close of this part of the programme with a poem written by D.J. O'Sullivan which stresses the technology changes taking place at that particular time and yet demonstrates the need for a sighting of a familiar location when at sea. I will now invite Saoirse O'Doherty to read this evocative poem.
Inishtrahull East. This lighthouse once flashed pencil beams every night, brilliant, non-stop. Dioptrics spelt out a warning to seamen, anti-cyclone and storm. Saw sail, steam, diesel, beacon on headland, whitely gleaming. Rockbound but alive, important its part, protecting all shipping. Now abandoned ruin, copper dome removed, funneled to wild winds. Yet when keepers manned ceaselessly its vigil, furrows to ocean's needs. Automation progressed, reckon enshrouded, radar made it redundant. But still the index shows navigational charts, landmark in daylight.
And of course, not in the script, it's just a brief explanation, I assume, where Dan Sullivan was coming from there, where he talks about this was the lighthouse on the east side of Inishtrahull that was replaced in 1956 by one on the west end. And that's where he talks about that the now abandoned ruin with the copper dome removed funnels the wild ones. But he also finishes off by saying, of course, that the automation has progressed, it's Rackon enshrouded, which is a radio method of guiding ourselves, radar made redundant, and even nowadays with our satellite GPS, the index on any navigation chart will show landmark and daylight. And that's where that bit of a lighthouse on the east end of Inishtrahull would still be very nice to see when it's a bit rough and you're heading for either Greencastle or Mullinhead.